Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. Halloween no es el Día de los Muertos. Canutito had followed his gramita over to El Campo Santo early in the morning. He stood by in la mañanita con las manos en la bolsa, shivering and just watching her clean out the graves in the cemetery. Primero, she removed las coronas viejas that were left over from last year. With el cavador, she hoed away the weeds, y con un rastrillo, she raked them all away. She mumbled to herself, "Ay, Dios mío, I don't know why I bother to do this every year. Sometimes I think that it is all jokes." Why do you think that it is all in vain, Grandma?" asked Canutito, sidling up to her. "Porque todos los años, I just have to do it all over again," came the answer. "Estos muertos are more trouble dead que cuando estaban vivos. At least when they were alive, I could ignorarlos, but now, tengo que darles atención." She smoothed away the dirt on top of the grave, and stepping back slightly, she unscrewed a mason jar full of bright orange paper. "Oiga, Grandma," began the little boy, "what are you going to do with todo ese crepe paper orange?" "Oh," answered his grandma, "I'm going to sprinkle it por toda la sepultura." "Y por qué?" asked Canutito, intrigued that she was scattering little pieces of orange crepe paper around as if she were feeding the chickens en el gallinero. "I guess porque my own mother used to do it this way," she answered. "Pero también mi grandma used to do it too. She was born in Mexico. Over there, los mexicanos would do it to the tops of the graves of their ancestros. Pero they used petales, the petals of los sampoanes. That is the food of the dead." "What are sampoanes?" asked Canutito curiously. "Sampoanes are marigolds," came the answer. "Pero aquí there are no sampoanes porque the altitude is too high. So we kind of fool the dead into thinking that they are getting marigold petal food when all they're really getting are orange crepe paper flakes." "Oh, I get it," exclaimed Canutito excitedly. "When you don't put the real stuff, you fudge a little. I remember when my friend Chewy didn't have no sugar to make sugar water por el hummingbird feeder. He just boiled some sweet and low, y lo coloreó red con food coloring, y lo echó en el hummingbird feeder. Ooh, los pobres hummingbirds would come and suck the fake sugar water and flap their little alitas, and the more they flapped, the less agua de azúcar they got. I think they starved to death." "Grosero!" exclaimed his grandma. "Las pobres chuparrosas are animalitos de Dios. If your friend is not careful, lo que va a sacar es que los hummingbirds will come back in la noche and peck his eyes out. I can see if he had done it to animalitos that didn't matter, como los caballitos del diablo." Canutito was intrigued that there were animals called the little horses of the devil. "¿Qué es un caballito del diablo?" he asked his grandmother. "I think que los gringos call them dragonflies," came the answer. She continued the decades-old ritual with Canutito still watching. The sun began to peep out over the tops of the mountains. "Pero, grandma," asked the little boy unsuredly, "didn't el Día de los Muertos already pass?" "We already celebrated Halloween 2 days ago." "Y who told you que Halloween was el Día de los Muertos?" asked Grandma Cuca of the little boy. "El primer día de November is the day of All Hallows de Todos los Santos. The following day, which is el segundo de noviembre, is the real fiesta de todos los muertos." "Pero, la maestra told us in school que Halloween was el día de los muertos," Canutito insisted stubbornly. "Ah, the teacher doesn't know everything," Caramita Cuca stepped back. She was somewhat taken aback and irritated that the world around her was changing poco a poquito. She pulled one more yerba out of the sepultura and cast it aside. "Si de suerte que..." Just at that very moment, Grampo Caralampio came on over with his mouth full, rayando piñón. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.